Money talks. Okay? What does it say? Dug from the mountainside, or washed in the glen, servant am I, or master of men. Earn me, I bless you. Steal me, I curse you. Grasp me and hold me, a fiend shall possess you. Lie for me, die for me, covet me, take me. Angel or devil, I'm just what you make me. Money talks. Everything God has given us is a test of our loyalty with Him. But our attitude toward money seems to be an especially accurate barometer of our relationship. So much so that John would write in his letters this: whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother in need closes his heart against him, how can the love of God abide in him? In other words, God gives us things so we can share. So we can share. Whoever has and closes his heart against somebody else, how can the love of God be in him? How much, Dave, is enough? The subject of money is so misunderstood so much of the time and completely ignored. Many people would rather that we never even brought it up, never even spoke about it. But Jesus did. In fact, he talked about it often. This is the end this morning of a short 3-week series on what I'm calling Jesus' treasure truths. He said, you know, don't lay up for yourselves treasures here on earth, because they will disappear. They'll be stolen. They can rot. No. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That won't happen up there in heaven. Spiritual things, because Jesus said, Dave, where your treasure is, I know that's where your heart is also. Remember that? He said that. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. 2 Sundays ago, the truth that I brought out from the scripture was this: God owns everything. I'm just the manager. I don't often act that way. Father, I know that, but you own everything. Everything is really yours. You've called on me to be the manager of it and to manage well. If that is true, and I could accept that, and I understand that, and I could really believe that, it would change the outlook of almost everything that I do if I really lived believing that God owns all of this and I'm just the manager. If that's true, then the second truth last Sunday morning was, my heart always goes where I put God's money. If it's His, if He's the owner, then my heart always goes where I put His money. Isn't that true? I've seen that true in my life, and I'm sure you have in yours. It just happens that way. You put stock in a certain thing, you're going to watch that thing every morning and then every afternoon, whether it's going up or down, because all of a sudden, your heart is there. Whereas if you support a child in Haiti, like so many of us do in this family, and all of a sudden you read in the news, which we did again, about the uproar over there and things a mess again. You know what? If you've got a treasure there, your heart goes to that little gal and her family and the hurts and what that represents. Because where your treasure is, your heart goes right after. It follows. If you brought a Bible this morning, will you turn to a passage of Scripture with me? It's found in Luke chapter 6, the great message by Jesus Himself. Luke chapter 6, and find verse 37. It's a part of a really masterful, of course, job that our Lord Jesus did about our stuff, our treasures, and what attitude should be ours as a family. Verse 37, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Do you get the point? We don't even talk about this kind of stuff anymore, most of us in this room, about the seeds and the pressed down and shaken and things. It was putting everything together in those days from the harvest. And it was just marvelous to watch God do a good work in that harvest and overflow. Praise God, it's been another good year. They would rejoice and celebrate together. That's what he's saying. What you put into it, you will get out of it. Whether it's our treasures, our stuff, our emotions, our love, our hate, our prayers, our time, or even what we give, we will reap what we sow. That's just God's rule. You will reap what you sow. He said, one who sows sparingly, okay, will reap sparingly. And one who sows bountifully will reap bountifully, because those of us who have things are to share, are to give. That's the way it is. The more you give, the more comes back to you, God says. And He is the greatest giver in the whole universe, and He won't let you outgive Him. Today, in some circles, there's a popular health and wealth gospel out there, and I believe personally that it dishonors Jesus. Since any gospel that is more true in America than India is not a true gospel. Prosperity theology is built on, I believe, a half-truth. Yes, God blesses. Oh, He blesses. He loves to bless us. But He won't let us treat Him like some cosmic genie by answering and fulfilling all of our requests all the time, because He knows better. He knows us better. He doesn't give us just perfect health and uninterrupted wealth just because He wants to. Giving is a sacrifice, and sometimes we learn that giving is a sacrifice, and we feel that sacrifice. Yes, God's payoff is very real, but it comes at His time, not always at my time. How much, Dave, is enough? That's what we've been asking for 3 Sundays now. How much is enough? And why, seemingly, has God provided so much to most of us? Well, you don't really need to wonder. Paul answered that question to his friends in Corinth. And I'd like to read this to you. It's from his second letter, which was so much more encouraging than his first letter. In his second letter, in chapter 9, he wrote this to his dear friends. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that what? So that, some people might add, so that we become wealthy. So that we can show the world how much He really loves us. That's not what Paul finished it with. He said, you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. So that if you have much, you can share much. That's the truth. My truth this morning, out of this wonderful treasure principle of my Lord, is this. God blesses me not to raise my standard of living, but to expand my vision for giving. That's why He blesses me. Not so that I can just, as I usually do, start thinking about what I can get next and what the goals are and how to build this and do that and get big. No. God says, Dave, I'm not doing that just to raise your standard of living. I want you to expand your sense of giving to His work. To His work. That's what it is. He doesn't want us to have too little or too much, he says there. When those with too much give to those with too little, some problems are salt. God distributes wealth unevenly. Unevenly. Not because he loves some better than others, but so that he can distribute more from some to others. Some have more to help those and share with those in need. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves will break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Spiritual things where, see, thieves cannot break in and steal and rot will not occur. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Three truths emerge to me. God owns everything and I'm just the manager. That's true. My heart always goes where I put God's money. That's true. God blesses me not to raise my standard of living, but to expand my vision for giving. How much is enough? Ask yourself that this week. How much is enough? God wants us to take care of ourselves. Of course he does. You can find a lot of verses that say that. He will take care of you. Yes, absolutely. So, how much is enough, Dave, after you've spent on yourself and you focused on yourself? If you're not careful, Pearson, you will not have enough for your family. And when I take care of that outer ring of my family, how much is enough? So that I will not have anything for my church. And then in that outer ring, how much is enough so I can still minister to my world and the kingdom work of God all around me? Look out and see what's going on. Expand your vision for giving, is what he's telling me. How much is enough? Is an appropriate question, whether you're Bill Gates or Dave Pearson. There's a big difference there. It doesn't matter. God is saying, with whatever I've given you, how are you managing that? How are you doing with that? Not how much, but how much is enough? And how are you managing what you have? There is a potential for damage when I don't handle what I have well. Expand, God, my vision for what you're doing here and around the world. Your board of elders and your administrative council are meeting diligently these days. It happens every year at this time. We have extra meetings because we're working on what does God want for us in the new year? We've had at least 4 or 5 meetings the last 3 weeks about stuff. Thinking and talking about what does God want for us now and how can we expand our vision for what he wants in the new year. We've put that together. We've been talking about those issues. God, expand our vision for ministry. Let me give you an example. Missions. I am very thankful as I think back over the years how often we have been concerned about world missions. Missions that starts right around us here. But always wanting to think out there where God is doing kingdom work all over the place. It's so fantastic to learn about all of that. I'm glad we do that. I believe in our budget right now this year, we have 14% designated for missions. Now, I understand we can define missions in lots of different ways, but it's to literally support how many, Patty? Are you here? Thank you. About 12 different mission, there you are, mission people. Yeah, names, groups, but they're people. with out there. They're down the street. They're downtown. They're in other communities, and they're in Haiti and Mexico and Russia and are all over the place. How can we expand our vision for giving to that? We made a declaration a few years ago. It's been a while. That we wanted to increase that every year. We wanted to see somehow the missions get more and more important, and we're up to about 14, and our ultimate goal was what? 30. That was on our hearts at one point as leaders when we met on retreat and got on our knees and said, God, help us not think just here, my standard of living here, but help me expand my vision for giving and sharing to the needs of people out there. Well, we're faced with another decision again this year, just in one little category, and we got a bunch of them. How can we expand? How can we expand that? Right now, it's 14%. What if in your family thought that way? What if, okay, our family thought that way? Huh? What if we sat down with everything going on in our lives right now and said, God, how can you help us expand our vision for giving? With what we're wrestling with, that hasn't been on our minds too much. It needs to be. Those of us that have, and God is so good to give, need to realize that it's really for the point of sharing, of giving, of offering it back to Him. What if we did that? We thought about 14% or expanding that in your family and your family and your family and mine. How would God bless that? How would He bless that? Friday, we sent out a letter and a pledge card because we you might have remembered we did that last year. Some of you already got that. We did. Many of you will find it in your mail this week. You found it in the bulletin this morning. We're doing that, again, as a tool to help that group called the Elder Board and the Administrative Council work together on knowing what God wants and what the people are saying. So we're going to sit down and we're going to fill that out Tuesday. And next Sunday, we're going to pull this together. We're going to find out what God's people, what the Holy Spirit is laying on our minds collectively, and use that as a tool to say, here's what God is speaking. And He's speaking loudly in this way and that way. Oh, that seems so valuable to us to know what God is putting on your heart. By faith, if God enables, if things go this way, God, here is yours. You own everything. Help me manage better. You've given me treasures. I know my heart will follow right after. You've blessed me this year in so many different ways. How can I translate that into not just raising a standard of living, but expanding my giving, my vision for sharing to one another? I want to encourage you to do that with me, with us. We're going to sit down and do that, and I'm encouraging you to do the same. Very, very important to our process. And would you specifically this week pray for that group I just mentioned? Be praying for them. Jamie is chairman of our administrative council. It's not an easy job to go over all those numbers all the time. Would you pray for him? Would you pray for that team? I don't know how many on that team, Jamie. About nine people on that team that meets and prays and sits together and looks at the numbers and our treasure supplies, and we think about what does God want to do now in the future, and we need a heart of faith as we look at that. And Derek, we're growing our board of elders soon, and we're going to share that in this fellowship on the 22nd of this month. That's right, it's already November in this month, and we're going to grow that team. We are growing that team of men who shepherd and care and talk about how can we meet the needs of others in our valley? How can we do a better job at Mountain View? Taking care of people around us. Shepherding folks in need. You might be surprised or not be surprised how many people come through here and call and visit with us about desperate needs in our valley. We shouldn't be surprised, should we? We're going through a tough time as a country, as a nation, as a community. We get lots and lots of visits, lots of calls. What did John say? The one who has, if he closes his heart to the needs of those, a brother around him, how can the love of God abide in him? We're going to have a great celebration here on December 6th. We used to call it our annual meeting. And when we called it our annual meeting, you all left real quick. That certainly doesn't sound fun, dear. Let's get out of here. We're going to do it in the morning. We're going to do it right here. We're going to do it and share it as a whole family and look at the vision. You've heard my vision for the year. It's to grow this church by connecting people to God and one another. It's to form small groups of ministry up and down the valley. I want you to know that I believe, because staff, we went over this on Tuesday, I believe we have 47 families who wrote something out and said, I need to get connected now. That's a whole bunch of people that didn't feel connected in any kind of a small group. A dessert fellowship, around food. Oh, we have a great history here of having great fellowship around food. Or a Bible study where you get into the scripture and you, or families. We got at least two groups right now that include all their families with it. Wonderful. Or men's group and women's groups. We've got all kinds of requests going on right now, and it has actually filled the floor space of Jeff's office with 47 requests, and we're walking around and looking at, all right, who is that? They want, all right, put them over here, and we're trying to do that. We're trying to connect in a much better way. I'm involved in groups like that, and they're so valuable to me. This is great. This is wonderful. It's even more valuable when I get with a small group of friends, interact with the scripture and my real needs, and open up my real heart and ask you to pray for me and this, or that. Thank you for responding so well. It's our responsibility right now to put those groups together, and we are. And before you leave this morning, I want to encourage you to stop at that Welcome Center. It's the Connect Center right now. And make sure we have information from you. Because we want to make sure that we're connected with you. Frank will be there. We'll be out there to try to help you with the need of getting connected into small groups. That's my vision. Now, if we're going to reach that vision, we need to fund that vision. We need to expand our vision for giving. Oh, I want us to do that. I want to see us reach those goals. I do. That's my heart. I believe God has put that on me to share and to say and to lead the way in that. And so I am. We sat down, didn't we, dear? And we're going to be a part of a brand new group. We haven't done that for 6 years. We're going to add a group of new friends. And I looked over the whole list, and I wish we could get them all in one group. But that doesn't work real well. We don't fit, you know? But we're gonna do that. Jeff and Beth are gonna do that. Jared and Andrea are doing that with their youth. They're loving our kids in small groups, pulling more and more teams together. Your staff is gonna lead the way in starting new groups for it. I'm excited. I really am. I believe God is gonna grow our church by connecting better. And it starts right now, and we'll be able to celebrate, I believe, December 6th, because we got the treasure thing, clear. Dave, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. They rot. People steal them. There's no long-term picture with them. I own it anyway. I'm asking you to be a better manager. I'm asking you to do that. Because I know, God says, that where your treasure is, that's where your heart seems to go. It just does. That's where it follows. And I'm blessing you again this year, not to increase the standard of living here or here, but to increase expand my vision for giving. Those that have, what did you say, Jared? Those that have, share. Our kids said that. They share. You have much, you share. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Come with me on this adventure and we'll celebrate together. Let me pray. Father, I want to thank you right now for your word, for your son's teaching about our treasures. It gets awful personal, but it gets awfully important. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us understand that the stuff that we have is really yours and is a reflection of my heart. And help me think out, not in, and share and give to the so many, many needs out there that we're faced with all the time. Guard my heart, as David said, guard my heart, Lord Jesus. I love you. In your wonderful name, I pray. Amen.